This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Ukrainian artillery strike on the Russian-controlled city of Donetsk in eastern Ukraine left at least 27 dead on Sunday, according to the Russian-appointed head of the region, who said 25 people were also injured. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
The city's Russian-installed mayor said Ukrainian forces bombarded a busy area with shops and a market. It has been almost 2 years since Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Its own campaign of airstrikes and heavy shelling has killed thousands of Ukrainian civilians. Donetsk is one of four regions in Ukraine's east and south that Moscow claimed to have annexed in 2022. The move was condemned as illegal by most countries at the UN General Assembly. Russia does not have full control over any of the regions.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. North Korea said on Sunday Russian President Vladimir Putin expressed his willingness to visit the North at an unspecified quote-unquote early date as the countries continue to align in the face of their separate intensifying confrontations with the United States. Hundreds of thousands of people have taken to the streets across towns and cities in Germany this weekend as the country enters a second week of nationwide protests against the right-wing Alternative for Germany party. In Berlin, organizers estimated around 350,000 people joining a protest in front of the parliamentary building on Sunday. Metro stations in the area were temporarily shut, and people were asked to stop joining the process as the influx of people increased in numbers.